Earlier this fall, Ndamukong Suh and I invited kids to submit an essay and let us know why they wanted to interview Ndamukong. After sifting through the submissions, Ndamukong and I picked a winner. 11-year-old Kellen Flynn is a sixth grader at University of Liggett, and he's a huge football fan. This is his moment. He and his family visited the Lions practice facility yesterday, and Kellen had the chance to go one-on-one with Sue. This week's Inside the Huddle.
How did your family affect your football career?
My family affected my football career in many ways. Probably the most well-known was my mom not allowing me to play my freshman year of high school football due to allowing me to get adjusted to school, wanting me to have a grade point average of 3.0 or above. So that was kind of the first positive way, which kind of drove me to make sure I always had my work done before I went out to football practice, or as soon as football practice got done, I went out there and I went home and got my stuff done that I needed to take care of so I could go out the next day and be organized and ready, prepared for school as well as football. A lot of people don't understand that having good grades is also very similar to having understand the playbook and being able to have the knowledge to understand what you have to do on the football field as well.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. So how did you find your passion for football?
My passion for football was really in the eighth grade. I had two sets of friends. One set of friends that I played soccer with in Lake Oswego, Oregon, back home, and then another set of friends in Portland, Oregon, where I grew up and went to school at. And I was always playing sports and playing basketball and playing soccer. But my set of friends that I went to school with wanted me to always come out for football. So I decided to kind of take a retirement from soccer. And in eighth grade that fall, I went to play football with all my inner city friends. And I just loved it. I never got in trouble for hitting people hard. As in like in soccer, if you bump people or slide tackle too hard, you can get a yellow card or a red card. And so that's why I took a loving to playing football, because I got praise and had fun with just kind of being big and bigger and stronger than other guys and going after the quarterback and blocking people, because I played offensive guard too.
All right, so soccer, your second favorite sport?
It's my first favorite sport, but I have a huge love for it, so I can't wait for the World Cup to come. But I love and adore football as well.
All right. So how do you deal with being double teamed? Because I always see you getting double teamed, sometimes even triple teamed. Is that frustrating?
To me, it's not frustrating. It means a lot to me that people respect me enough to put two guys on me. And really what it does, it allows the guys around me to play one-on-ones or sometimes even be free. And that's excitement. And that's the thing that you want to do as a defensive tackle. You want to garner those double teams, if sometimes triple teams, and allow your players around you to make plays. And to me, I see my job in this day and age, really, I'm beating a double team. My one-on-one block is the double team. So I just go out there and have fun with it.
All right, yeah. So what's your favorite celebration after a sack? Because you get a lot of them.
I've been able to get a good amount of sacks. I need to get some more. We still have three more games left, so there's plenty more time to get some more, especially on Monday night coming up. I have a couple. One that I haven't brought out just yet, which kind of goes back to my heritage and me going to Africa this past off season. You'll be the first to see it because I haven't done it. But it's kind of, there's a Fon, which is a chief back in Cameroon, Bamenda, where my dad's from. And it's just giving him kind of glory for everything that he's done for me. And it's just respect, three claps. And then the other one that I have that you saw, when did I do it last? I did it against Chicago when I sacked Jay Cutler. I just call it pound cake. It's something I do with my uncle and just kind of bringing the sledgehammer down.
I remember that.
Pound cake. So that's, I don't know if people know that song, but that's my other one that I have for this year. So it's always fun. And things, sometimes you just react and have fun with the guys around you. You can't do too much because you don't want to get penalties.
I know mobile quarterbacks are tough and there's a lot more of them as the game is progressing. How difficult is it to sack them, and what are the keys to getting them on the ground?
Mobile quarterbacks, yeah, they definitely give an extra element to bring them down. But really it's not being afraid of them, and it's really understanding where they like to go and where they like to escape. If you take a glance at the last guy that we played against, we didn't get to go after him too much. But in Nick Foles, he liked to escape to his right. He didn't like to go to his left. You look at their tendencies, and we always have a chart that we look at and things that show where they've done in our five-game breakdowns. And really, awareness is probably the best asset to yourself, just being able to be aware with your eyes and just feel the quarterback as you're pass rushing and being the guy in front of you.
Yeah, because I know it's a lot different going up against the Patriots and Tom Brady than the 49ers and Colin Kaepernick.
No question. Guys like Tom Brady like to sit in the pocket and dial it in and find the receivers. If they have to, take a hit and make sure they deliver the ball. Kaepernick is a guy, he'll sit in the pocket, but when he feels a good amount of pressure, he's got athletic ability to get out the pocket and make a play with his feet.
So is there anything you would do differently if you could start your NFL career over again?
I would probably have to say no. I've gone through a lot of ups and downs, and fortunately a lot more ups and downs. But everything in life happens for a reason, and that's kind of how I live my life. And really it's been truly a great transition. I've loved being able to be here in Detroit. I look forward to being here for a lot longer and having fun with these guys and great teammates. A lot of things in life, they happen for a reason, and you just got to roll with the punches and make the best of them. And that's the way you get bigger, better, and stronger. And that's what our team is kind of dealing with right now. We had a little bruise that we have to deal with. We're lucky enough to still be able to take care of business and get to where we want to go.
I have some friends at school, and they've been bugging me, and I finally gave in. And one of my friends has this celebration he likes to do.
Okay.
And they were wondering if you could do it next time you get a sack or a safety or anything of that sort.
Okay. I'll definitely try to remember it at least, but definitely show it to me.
It's where he goes like this, and then he goes like that.
Okay.
And it would just mean a lot to us if you could do that.
So I got to make sure I get it correct. It's like this.
You go like that.
And then
you
go like this.
Yeah, just like that.
Show my muscles. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure I'll try and do that the next time I get a sack. I got to get a couple then so I can do all three of them then.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.